Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio, where we work to energize your life so that you can ignite your world. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright, Professor of Transformational Leadership at the Wright Graduate University for the Realization of Human Potential. And today we're going to talk about dealing with annoying people at work. Every workplace has them. Workplace irritants, people that get under your skin. It may be that they chew their gum and pop it. Maybe they whistle. Maybe it's your boss's perfume. Maybe they have an obnoxious way of hanging around you. But how do we deal with them? How do we deal with them effectively? And our first caller is Karen. And she says, how do I deal with younger people that make fun of everyone and do half the work? So, Karen, talk to me and tell me about your young people.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know you were going to hit me first. And I'm like, oh, my two are ducks. I know they talk about other people, and we have this rule at work of norms where, you know, when you confront somebody, you have to do it in a constructive manner. And basically, I feel like I got to sugarcoat everything. So I don't even try to confront people on things that they do. I kind of like try and ignore it. And you know, when you ignore it, it just gets under your skin. You're like, oh, I just can't stand it. I'm going to explode. I just walked up the stairs in my breath. They had this one guy that they were making fun of, and they thought he didn't know it. They were doing his laugh, and we use radios because I work on a line where we make granola bars, so it's a really big packaging line, so we have to use radios. And they were doing his laugh and making fun of him that way, and then I'm like, gosh, it's really not right. And then I found out they were making fun of me because I'm a hard worker, And then I see them, and they just stand around and do nothing, and everyone else does their job, which one of them would be me. And I'm like, you know what, I'm really getting sick and tired of this, but I don't know how.
You don't know what to do.
So exactly, yes.
So, there, you know, one of the things that you could always do that is, it could be fun, and I want to know what your reaction to this is. That you walk up to one of them right after they've been doing this. Say, I'd like your help with something. Would you mind answering a few questions for me? And they say, yes. And you say, what do I do about people that make fun of other people and don't really do their jobs and stand around and act like they're better than other people? And then you just look at them. And let them, it's not exactly the direct, honest, authentic, responsible communication we talk about, but it certainly gets the issue up on the table, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely does. Oh, kind of in a sly way. Yeah. One of them is actually took psychology in college, so sometimes I feel like I'm one of his, how would you say that, where they're like, messing with your brain or whatever. So I wonder if he would even catch on or.
Well, wow. You know, that it's a bit of a journey. So you have to see what they do in response to that.
And then how do I like work into it then after that?
After that, you'll see what they do if they continue. Then you could say, you could go do exactly the same thing again. You know, I'd really like your help with something because I know I talked to you about this before, and that we've got some people here that mock other people, and worse yet, they don't even really do their jobs. They stand around not doing anything, and they even make fun of me for working hard. Now, tell me, What kind of a person is that? How should I deal with it?
And that makes it so that they can't, like, because we have team leaders, and it's like, oh, she was mean to me, because they're, like, big babies. I mean, I'm 55, and the ones that I'm talking about are, like, 25, and I don't know what, like, if it's the younger generation or what. They want to be on everybody's level, even the people that are, like, the managers and the whatever.
Well, that's a mistake. To think that age gets you anything in their eyes, you have to understand that the young people today are pretty sure that we're all old dinosaurs. But, I think having some fun with them and engaging with them and letting them know that you know what they're doing in subtle ways like this could be even more fun. Now, to cover your butt, you have to tell the boss what you're going to do.
Ah, there you go. Yes.
You
exactly.
Say, by the way, I've noticed that they mock this guy. They mock me because I work hard. I just want you to know that I'm going to ask them how I should deal with them. And I won't be surprised if they come whining to you, seeking to cover the fact that they don't put in a good full day's work. So just be aware. I may stir things up a bit, but this is an unacceptable situation that's going on. But you don't want to ask the boss to bail you out. You want to say that you're going to take charge of it yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Is there a way, can I listen to this later? Because everything you're saying is good, and then I'll be on the floor saying, wait, how did he say to do that? Because I wanted to write this down, and this is
well,
great.
It's recorded, and you'll see it, Karen. It's at www.blogtalk.com/writeliving. That's
okay.
WRIGHT living. And so you can check it out. You might even ask them to listen in with you.
That might be a good idea. That might be a very good idea. Because, I have a hard time confronting people.
Well, I think you should start having fun just asking for help. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, then
thanks
I might get, like, a laugh, and I'll get somebody to help me at the same time. Awesome. Thank you.
Let's see. Go get them, Karen. So this is good. This is good fun. It's developing personal power, a sense of humor, and going at a problem directly. Obviously, if we were going to be perfectly responsible, I'd say, listen, I want you to know that I'm having a hard time with you mocking him and mocking me for working hard and then standing around and not working as hard as the rest of us. And if you'd like to talk with the boss and me about it, I'll be glad to. Otherwise, I would really like to see some of this stuff change. That's an even more direct, perhaps more powerful way to do it. But don't be surprised if they find other ways, because smart Alex and people that are sliding by oftentimes try to act superior to others to cover the fact that they feel awkward, that they don't feel great about themselves. We talk about responsible criticism in the year of transformation. We talk about the power of truth. And our next quarter, as a matter of fact, is going to be about personal power. Sometimes just silence can be very useful. So our next caller is Candy. She says, how do I deal with a client who acts like everyone should bend over backwards for him? Well, tell me about this one, Candy.
Hello again, Bob. I've been working with this client for about 6 months, and he is, to put it directly, he's like a spoiled rich kid. And he expects people to, like, he sort of treats me like I'm his employee. And I'm not. I'm an independent business owner. And I want to please him. And at the same time, I'm struggling with boundaries with him because, I mean, I want to finish this project really on solid ground, and I want him to feel good about the interaction. And I'm, well, I'm struggling just with his, you know, push-pull.
Well, hang on. You are his employee. What's this denial?
Well, I don't work for him full time. I have other clients.
Oh.
That I have
oh.
to dedicate myself to as well. And they all want me to be there for them 100%.
Well,
and it's
so let
just
me,
balancing
let me just, you've never been jealous of spoiled, wealthy kids, have you?
Yes, I have.
That jealousy would never cause you to want to assert that you don't work for him when he's paying you, do you? Would it? See, jealousy and envy, interesting, this, you know, phenomenon here, but it's kind of like, well, if I had that kind of money, I'd be good to people.
Mm.
So we get morally superior.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's putting his finger in a wound. He's
mm-hmm.
putting his finger in some of your unfinished business.
Mm. Well, and at the same time, he's also a player in this. So I don't want to dismiss some of his poor, you know, communication. And
does his contract with you say that he's willing to look at his personal issues with you?
No.
Well, then he's paying you to do things, and he is who he is.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, can you learn and grow from it?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds to me like he's training you in how to deal with spoiled rich kids and not need to be so defensive.
Yeah. No, I mean, you make a really good point. You do make a good point. And at the same time, I think it's also just throwing in my face all the ways that I need to delegate more as well and get more so that I can accommodate him at the level that he wants to be accommodated and at the same time price myself accordingly.
Well, so in fact, you didn't value yourself highly enough, and he's putting his finger and pointing out flaws in your service delivery, and
mm-hmm.
It's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't this how you're going to get better at your business? Isn't you learning how to please this kind of person what's going to make you great at your profession?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, yeah. And it's learning. It's learning from this because I've had a number of clients. Like, this is a pattern. So identifying the pattern and addressing the root cause.
Yeah, and the root cause is you're not as good as you'd like to be, and so you're criticizing him to cover up how you need to develop.
Mm-hmm. Way to turn it back on me, Bob. No, it's
well,
true. It's 100% true.
I think
and it's painful, too. Like,
yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like really acknowledging that.
We've got a student right now that just points out every crack in anything we do. And, you know, the staff start really wanting to fight with this person. The truth of the matter is, we're learning how to tighten up our systems and get better at what we do. And no matter, it doesn't matter whether this person is troubled or not, we still have our systems to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so people like this actually are our blessings in our businesses.
That's our choice, isn't it, to decide how we see them and how we hold them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if we're winners, we're going to learn the lesson and get better. If we're going to be losers, we can always point out what terrible people they are to justify our inadequacies.
Yeah.
Cool, isn't it?
It is. It actually really is. I mean, it's great that I can say that now.
Well, good. Go get them.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
So welcome to Earth School, where we're all getting trained. And if we're hurt or if we're afraid, we're all getting trained to become more whole and more complete and more conscious and more responsible and more powerful so that we can bring about rational systems in the world around us. But how can we do that if we're not willing to have our systems, our internal system, our matrix, brought to a greater degree of rationality, and I mean integration by that, personal power, capacity to influence the world. So we've got an online question that came in, and this isn't going to be a call. It says, how do I deal with a colleague who is a know-it-all? Each discussion has to end with her making a point that she is right. Do you know, isn't it a bear when other people think they know it all, and we are the ones that really know it all? Now, okay, fair enough. It bugs the bejeebers out of me when somebody has to get the last word in. And a lot of it depends on my contract with the person. It generally is a sign of some pretty significant insecurity. It also can be a sign of competitiveness. But if you think about it, most know-it-alls are actually covering up the fact that they feel profoundly vulnerable and they think that they should know it all, but they're not as good as they would like to be, so they flap their jaws. Isn't it interesting how often the real experts don't need to do that? They can ask questions. They discover. Gets us to a definition of mastery. See, a lot of times we think mastery is our capacity to know something, to be on top of things. Yeah, that may be. But it's really our capacity to get back to things. If you think of a professional is a person that we expect to deliver a result, and we expect them to be able to get to that result. And that doesn't mean that they know it all. It means that we learn to trust them. I was with somebody last night who was criticizing our condo association management firm for not having seen deeply into a deal ahead of time. Anytime I've been into deals, things emerge. You discover things as you go. Yet they were damned and shot at because they didn't anticipate all the contingencies in an incredibly complex deal. Come on, give me a break. So we're all learning and growing. I'd like you to consider this concept that I think is central to what we've been talking about today, is mastery of ourselves, our capacity to be on our own side, to learn and to grow, and to take responsibility to learn and grow and maximize our time here in Earth School. Doesn't happen from having to have the last word, does it? It doesn't happen from finding the mote in somebody else's eye when we've got the log or whatever it is in our own eye. It's really about keeping our own eyes clear. So it was good fun talking with Karen up front and her challenging situation with the young snots. And I really tend to align with Karen on that one. And I hope she has good fun dealing with them because they're profoundly insecure. And they're liking to think they're above where they are. So they look on people and critically, and they align and make friends out of criticism, not out of any higher value. They're not in Earth School. They're in avoidance school. Then candy. We're all projecting all the time, aren't we? And wouldn't we all like to be independently wealthy and be able to just get what we want and hire people and point out when they're not giving us what we want? Or our write-in, where we have a know-it-all who always has to get the last word in. What is it to us? If they've got to get the last word in, what is it? What about that upsets me? I've got a feeling that that's kind of like the situation that Candy's dealing with, only in one case the person's got a lot of money and is very demanding and shows our shortcomings. In the other case, the person's got some pretty low self-esteem that they're repairing all the time. Either way, we have feelings and reaction and response to that. Our learning and growing and challenge is to identify our feelings. So the bottom line here is we're amassing personal power. We're amassing our capacity to interact with others, to tap our power by learning and growing and expanding our capacity to interact with our world, to serve our world, and to help bring about the possibilities in our world. That's what we're about here at Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio, is as we bring out our best, we energize and we ignite our world. I can hardly wait to hear how Karen's interactions with those young folks go, because I'm sure they'll throw her curves that are going to turn her guts inside out. But won't it be fun to hear the next chapter of that story? So, thank you for joining us on Bring Out Your Best Blog Talk Radio today. We'd love to have you join us November 6th through 8th for our November Foundations training. It starts tomorrow at 7 o'clock. You can register at transformweekendtraining.com. Also, we'll be hosting a monthly seminar on how to determine your personality style. You can register for that at seievent.com, seievent.com. Our foundations training starting tomorrow. We do a number of them every year. You will really start to understand what it is to live life with vision, with a sense of higher mission and higher purpose, and how to put yourself into that higher mission and higher purpose, to reawaken innate intelligence, emotional intelligence that you've shut down, to expand your capacity to touch and be touched, and to partner with people in your world to learn and grow and serve to advantage. Thanks for joining me today. Go out and bring out your best. Energize your life and ignite your world. Goodbye.